I'm going to tell you about the Lingo Component project. It's a project in OpenOffice that cares about the linguistic tools. You probably all know the spell checker, but we also care about the thesaurus, the hyphenation, and hopefully in future versions about grammar checking. So first, here's an overview about the things I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you some words about myself. Then I'll compare OpenOffice and StarOffice because they are not the same. I'll give you a short overview of the state of the Lingo Component project. And then, here printed in bold, are the main topics of this talk, the spell checker, the thesaurus, and the grammar checker. I'll briefly mention hyphenation and full text search. And there will also be a slide that summarizes the differences in the new version of OpenOffice. And there will be some time for questions. Okay, some words about myself. I'm a so-called content developer for the Lingo Component project. That means I care about bug reports and I can change the web pages, but I'm actually not for OpenOffice a software developer. For OpenOffice, I'm the maintainer of OpenThesaurus, which is a web application to maintain and create a thesaurus. And I'm the developer and maintainer of LanguageTool, which is a grammar checker, which is not yet a part of OpenOffice, but will maybe in the future be. Besides OpenOffice, I'm a committer at Apache Lucene, which is a very powerful open source search engine library. And I work for IntraFind in Munich as a software developer, a company that specializes in information retrieval. So the goal of this talk is to give you a basic understanding of the spell checker, the thesaurus, and the grammar checker, so you can help improve them and you can create new dictionaries for your own language, if they don't yet exist. Okay, this is called the OpenOffice conference, but you all know OpenOffice and StarOffice are almost the same, but only almost. Unfortunately, a Lingo Component project is exactly one of those things that are different. So there are different dictionaries in StarOffice, and these dictionaries also use different file formats. At least the UNO interfaces are the same. Something that's very important is the unfortunate fact that no Sun engineer at all works on Lingo Component, so we are on our own. OpenOffice itself only includes a few dictionaries. Other dictionaries need to be downloaded via the integrated macro. It is, of course, only true if you use the standard OpenOffice download from the website. If you use some kind of distribution, that may be different. Maybe more dictionaries are included then. And compared to that, StarOffice comes with commercial add-ons integrated for spell checking and thesauri. I don't know the exact number of the StarOffice dictionaries. Also, StarOffice doesn't have a grammar checker either. I'll tell you more about that later. So, what's better, StarOffice's commercial add-ons or our open source tools? Well, frankly, I don't know, because we are talking about like 40 languages or so, of which I only speak two, and it's very difficult to understand or to compare the qualities of something like spell checker. So I don't really know, but I think we are not doing bad compared to StarOffice. And there are even some languages where we are better. So the state of the Lingo Component project is there are the following main tasks. We care about spell checking, thesaurus, hyphenation, and hopefully in future versions also about grammar checking. The project is led by Kevin Hendricks and Richard Holt. However, the new lead will be Laszlo Nemes. I don't know, is he in the audience? Ah, yeah, he's in the audience. Okay, he will take over the lead of the Lingo Component project because Kevin Hendricks didn't really have time anymore. Okay, our first main topic is spell checking. Spell checking is a very simple task, at least it looks at a first glance. The task is to answer the question, does a word exist in a given language, and if not, suggest similar words. You can see the screenshot here. You all know that. I think it's pretty obvious. Well, there have been several open source spell checkers. The first one was iSpell. It was not a library, it was a command line tool, so it was very difficult to integrate it. It has a very long history, and although it's technically still maintained, there are no new features added, I think. Then there was aSpell. The most important aspect of aSpell was to improve the suggestions. If a word is incorrect, then there are suggestions added, as you can see in the screenshot. Then there was MySpell, which was then a library which was integrated in OpenOffice and Mozilla Thunderbird. This is what we have now in OpenOffice. And in the future, there will be HuntSpell, which is a very enhanced version of MySpell and which will hopefully replace it in future versions. There are several advantages of HuntSpell over MySpell. I'll only tell you the most important one. First, it supports Unicode. So far, MySpell had no support for Unicode, so you just couldn't use it on languages which require Unicode. It also has support for compound words, which is very important for languages like German and Hungarian, and not important at all for English, for example. It also has improved suggestions again. The state of spell checking in OpenOffice is that there are 45 language dictionaries, even if you count variants like British or American English only as one language. So 45 languages, that's quite a lot. It's almost as much as there are versions of the user interface translation. However, they are not all included, but you need to download some of them. But that's not a big task, thanks to the integrated DICOO. Okay, I'll tell you something about the spell checker file format. You'll need to know this if you want to improve an existing spell checker dictionary or if you want to create a new one. The idea is to have a rather small list of words plus flex, so you can cover a large number of words. Well, small still means quite a lot. For example, in English there are 46,000 words plus flex, and together with these flex they cover more than 120,000 word forms. And UnMunch is a tool which you can use to build a list of all forms that are accepted. The dictionaries can be in two different locations, either system-wide or in your personal user directory under our user workbook. Just like with the thesaurus, you need to, if you manually copy things to these directories, you need to edit the dictionaries, LST. I think that's the name. Okay, there are actually two files for the spell checker. First, there's a .dic, so dictionary file. This is it contains the words plus the flex. And then there's the affix file, .aff. Especially when it comes to HuntSpell, there are very many options now in the affix file, but I'll only tell you about the most important ones. And the good news is MySpell and HuntSpell accept this almost the same affix files. So if you have an affix file for MySpell, it will also work with HuntSpell in the future. The most important commands are SFX like suffix, PFX like prefix. For example, in English, if you build the past form of a verb, you usually, if it's a regular verb, just append ed to the word. So you don't want to repeat this, but you will probably introduce a flag that says just append ed to my word. And prefix is the same for the start of the word. Then there's also a replacement table. It helps the spell checker to give better suggestions. So here's an example of the spell check a file format with just three lines. The two here is just the number of entries to follow. And then there are two words, academy, a slash, and then there are two flags, M and S, and append, slash, and one flag, S. And these flags now need to be defined in the affix file. So we only use a SFX, so we only define suffixes here. This line just means that there's going to be one definition for flag M. The next line looks a bit complicated. Of course, these are only my comments now, after the double slash. So the file is just this. Okay, this means suffix flag M, append apostrophe S, under this condition, and a dot S condition means just do it always. And the zero describes what to cut off from the word. And zero is also a special case, it means cut off nothing. So this is a rather trivial case, it just means if flag M occurs, always append apostrophe S. It's a bit more complicated with flag S. There are three entries to follow, and the first says if the word in the dic file ends with a Y, but the character before the Y is not one of these, A, E, I, O, U, then cut off the Y and append I, E, S. So that's what you get, why you get is a correct plural form. Academy becomes academies. Of course, the spell checker has no clue that it's a plural form. And similar with append, here it means don't cut off anything, but just append an S if the word does not end with one of these characters. So we have a dictionary file with two entries, and with some rules, we will have these five words accepted. So one slide back, I said there are 46,000 words in the dictionary file, and they cover 120,000 word forms. It's for English. For other languages, so this is a factor of about 3 for English, but for other languages the factor will be much, much greater. So you can cover maybe with 40,000 words 400,000 word forms. Here's a simple example for the replacement table feature. Again, the first line just says how many entries are they going to follow, and it just say maps PH to F and F to PH, because these often sound the same in English, so it will help you to suggest the word face spelled with F if someone writes face which doesn't exist as a word. It also works the other way around. This is, of course, language dependent, like everything else in these files. It doesn't make sense to define something like this for German or so. So what would you need to do if you want to add a new spell dictionary? The easiest thing is to start with an existing iSpell dictionary and to modify the affix file. The affix file for iSpell is slightly different, but the basic idea is the same, so it's rather easy to change it. There's a description on our webpage how to modify the format, so MySpell and HunSpell can use it. If there's no iSpell list for your language that you want to add, you would have to start from scratch, which is of course difficult if you need 40,000 words or so, which all need to be correct. So here's a link to a project that helps you building a word list by crawling the web, crawling pages in specific languages. Of course, this is nothing which can be completely automated, but you will always need to manually check the words. You always need to remember that a dictionary is only useful if it's quite complete and very accurate. Well, it needs to be quite complete because people will get upset if every second word which is actually correct is marked as incorrect. And it also needs to be very accurate, of course, because otherwise spelling errors might not be recognized as such. So the conclusion about spell checking is that there are already many dictionaries. If you want to add a new one, it isn't difficult, but it will be lots of work, at least if no word list exists yet for that language. And our internal to-do list is to integrate Hanspell, to make use of Hanspell's new compound features for at least German and Hungarian. So far about spell checking. Any questions about spell checking? Yeah?
Are you aware of any ethics file generator that is this text?
I'm not aware. Maybe Lassie can answer that. Okay. Yeah? Okay, the next main topic is the thesaurus. The task of the thesaurus is to suggest a word with a similar meaning. Here's a screenshot of the thesaurus in OpenOffice, in the upcoming version of OpenOffice 2. If you want to give it a try and you use English, here's a hint, you need to use American English. You need to mark your text as American English, not as British English. That's a known bug, because the thesaurus itself supports both versions at the same time. So when I talked about the dictionary some minutes ago, I said there are 45 dictionaries, but for thesaurus, unfortunately, there are only 8 languages we support. Some of them are very important. Here are listed: English, Czech, French, German, Hungarian, Italian, Polish, and Slovakian. Some are in preparation. I'll talk about that later. The English thesaurus is included. The others need to be downloaded, unless you are using some kind of distribution. Okay, the thesaurus file format has changed when compared to OpenOffice 1, but the good news is that you don't need to know this. You don't need to know anything about the thesaurus file format if you're using OpenThesaurus, which is my web application, PHP-based web application to create and maintain a thesaurus. It will automatically export its data to the appropriate formats of both OpenOffice 1 and OpenOffice 2. It's basically like a wiki, so people can log in and make changes to the thesaurus data. The thesaurus data is organized in synsets, which is a short form for synonym sets, which is just another for meaning. For example, the word plant has two different meanings. One is plant, industrial plant, and the other is plant flora. And these will need to be in two different synsets, because they don't have anything to do with each other. So you will have that many synsets as there are meanings of the word. The features of the application are, of course, to search for words and their synonyms, to show a random synonym set, and as a wiki-like application to add and delete words in a synonym set, and to add new synonym sets and delete complete synonym sets. However, I decided that users must be logged in to make changes. There can be relations between synonym sets. For example, you can set that one synonym set is a generic term. For example, vehicle is a generic term of car. And the words inside one synonym set can have a text, like, for example, they can be marked as colloquial. Now I'll give you a very short demonstration. Here's the homepage of OpenThesaurus, the German version. You can use this link to change the language of the user interface, but of course not the language of the data. So here you can search for words. I searched for house and I will get two different meanings. And if I click here, I'm in the synonym set view. These are the synonyms for the word for which I searched. Now here I can add a new word. Or this was just an example, so I can also remove it again. And I can also add generic terms. Now here's a connection to the more generic term or synset. Here you can also see a list of changes that have been made by users. Here you can see the user who made the change, but that's only because I'm logged in as administrator. Here on the homepage you can also verify synonym sets, so do some quality checking. This is basically what I called a random search. It will just select some random words. Okay, there are several languages listed here which make use of OpenThesaurus, and French and Italian are also preparing their own version of OpenThesaurus. Of course, quality assurance is an important task because everybody can change words. So here you can see a small screenshot of my admin interface, which just lists words added in green and removed words are red and crossed out. And if I think that some user did do changes which are incorrect, I can undo them. Now the nice thing about a thesaurus is that it's not only useful for office suites, but you can also use this, for example, for search engines. And OpenThesaurus also not only exports to OpenOffice format, but also to plain text and to keyword format. So if you use OpenThesaurus to build your own thesaurus, you don't need to have to care about all of this. Here's an example how you can use a thesaurus outside of a classical office suite. Someone used this search query. Here are the results, as usual. But here on the right hand side, you can see that two of these words had synonyms. And then you can use this button to extend this search and to find words, to find documents which you might have missed, because they just don't use the word which you use, but a synonym. Some facts about the German Open Thesaurus. The URL is openthesaurus.de. It contains about 34,000 words in 14,000 meanings, and the website has about 2,000 queries a day. There are matches for about 75% of the queries. That may not look much, but you must remember that not every word has a synonym. There's also a mapping from full form to base form. For example, I'll translate this example. if you search for walking, it will internally be mapped to walk, and then it will be looked up. This feature is not yet available in OpenOffice, by the way. The license of the German Open Thesaurus is GPL because it was originally created from an English-German dictionary, an electronic one, of course. So, if you want to build a new thesaurus, first you should search for existing synonym lists. If you don't find one, you should really try harder and search again. It's really important not to start from scratch because it's just too much. You need to have some data to import from. If that really fails, you could consider using a two-language dictionary because a word is often translated with two other words and these might be synonyms. You should use the LGPL if possible because that would allow us to include your thesaurus with OpenOffice. Then you would need to set up Open Thesaurus on your own server, on your own web server. It just requires MySQL and PHP, so no special requirements there. And my advice is not to add proper nouns or abbreviations because it will get too much work then. Another advice is to only add words that actually have at least one synonym or generic term. It just doesn't make sense to add any word because then you'd basically almost have a spell checker. So the conclusion about the thesaurus is there are only 8 languages covered so far, so we need more. Building a new thesaurus is technically quite easy using Open Thesaurus, but it requires a long-term commitment, and you should have at least some knowledge, a bit knowledge about relational databases. And for our project, the to-do list is to integrate last year's Unicode patch, so the thesaurus will also support Unicode in future versions. To integrate HuntStem, it's a part of HuntSpell. Using this, we could find synonyms for full forms. For example, if someone searches for walk, you will currently not find a match. But if HuntStem gets integrated, that would work. And the next step would even be to inflect those synonyms. So if the sentence is he walks home and someone wants a synonym for walks, then runs could be suggested. So you don't even need to type anything. You can select runs with the mouse and everything is correct. This would work, of course, by building the base form of walks, then finding the synonym for walk, and then to inflect this word. In this case, it means to attach an S, because it's a third person singular in English. But of course, it's not that simple to just attach an append an S, because they are irregular verbs. So it's not a trivial task. Okay, some questions about the thesaurus? Yeah? Well, I can only speak for the German thesaurus. I hope the other people are trying that. But actually, for German, it was a bit difficult. There actually is a German project at a university which does exactly that, but they won't release their data under open source license. So we basically had to redo what they did. But it's of course a good idea to check if it's possible. Okay, the next topic is grammar checking. Grammar checking is a much more difficult task. The task is, of course, to check whether a text is grammatically correct, and if it's not, suggest fixes if needed. But I'd like to have a broader view of grammar checking. For example, grammar checking could also detect if a text contains forbidden words. For example, if you write a very formal text, like a diploma thesis, you don't want to use colloquial words, probably. Of course, all these things need to be optional. a grammar checker or language checker could also help you to avoid different spellings in one text. In German, there are a few words which have two spellings, both which are absolutely correct, but you probably don't want to mix them in one text. There are also quite many typical errors, like its, verbs its, without apostrophe, and there and there are, which almost sound the same and are often confused. So basically, grammar checking could do any check you can think of that a computer can do, not only classical grammar problems. From a technical point of view, grammar checking is like spell checking plus context. Spell checking works only on a single word at a time. It doesn't know what word is on the left or what word is on the right. So grammar checking will of course work on at least sentences or even better paragraphs. So I've collected some examples to show you that even a broader view of grammar checking is useful. For example, this sentence, "Sorry for my bad English," actually occurs more than 1,000 times with Google. Unfortunately, "bad" has a slight spelling error. Of course, one which cannot be found with a spell checker, because the word is correct, but not in this context. This example also occurs more than 180 times with Google. So are these really grammar problems? Well, from purely technical view, it's actually not a grammar problem. If you feed this sentence, "Sorry for my bad English," into a so-called parser, it will actually pass, because just like there's American English and British English, there could be bad English. So that sentence is actually correct from a certain point of view. So a spell checker cannot detect them because it doesn't know about the context, and a pure grammar checker even couldn't detect them either. There's another thing which couldn't be detected by neither a spell checker nor a pure grammar checker. There are so-called false friends, which are words that sound familiar if you're learning a foreign language, but which mean something completely different. So in German, there's the example "bekommen." It sounds a lot like "become," but means something completely different. So it might happen that a native speaker of German in a fast food store demands, "I become a cheeseburger," which unfortunately is not correct. Okay, the state of grammar checking is that there is no grammar checker in OpenOffice. And there's also unfortunately no interface available. The only integration of external grammar checkers is done with a simple macro, which is not very professional and only for demonstration purposes. There are some external open source grammar checkers. One is ngrammada, or whatever it's pronounced, by Kevin Scannell. It has, I'm told, good support for Irish. Other languages are in development, however most of these languages are not mainstream languages, it seems. It's published under the GPL and it's written in Perl. I cannot tell you much more about it, but I will tell you more about my own project Language Tool, which basically uses the same approach as ngrammada. My project called Language Tool supports English and German. It's published under the LGPL and it's written in Java. So the approach is to split the text into sentences, then to add part of speech tagging to each word in the sentence. For example, in this sentence, "thanks for the response," which has an error here, it will mark "thanks" and with a tag NNS, which means something like a plural noun. DT is determiner, and so on. It's slightly different for German currently, because in German a word can have or I've implemented it so that a work can have more than one of these tags. However, the point is that the tag text is then checked against XML error rules. For example, this one in the pattern element. It just says DT and then in quotes response. That is very simple. It just means this rule matches if DT comes and then the word response follows. And DT is a determiner, like the and a. For more complicated things, there are error rules written in Java. For example, word repetition. Well, it's not so complicated, of course, but I want to avoid to always extend the pattern language. Instead, I just want to write some rules in Java directly. Also, an example is to have an hour. It needs to be an hour. This is also checked directly in Java code. So, if your text has been split into sentences, has been part of speech tagged, and has been checked against these rules, all the matching rules are printed because these are probably the errors. I'll show you a very short demonstration. Okay, this is a very simple user interface to a language tool, or J language tool, how it's called now that it's implemented in Java. Here's a predefined text with some errors, and you can now choose the language. You can select all rules. You can activate or deactivate all rules independently. Now all rules are activated. It takes some time when it's run the first time. And for example, this will find the repetition of the word two. It will also tell us where the error exactly occurs, and it will print a more or less helpful message so that you know what exactly the problem is. And similar for this problem, an example, it needs to be an example. And the message explains that problem a bit. So you can download this from our homepage. It's very easy. It's just a jar file which you need to start, and then you can play with it. You need to download a separate file if you want to check German text, because the part of speech tagger needs information for the German language then. So here's one more example of the rule of the idea to have rules. The input text is thanks for the response with an error here, and the rule basically is it's written in XML. It has an internal ID, a name which will be shown in the configuration dialog, the pattern. I explained that already. It's just determiner followed by the word response, and the message. And there are also two examples, one of which is correct and one of which is incorrect, are integrated into this rule, into the XML file. And if you have this rule, and this input language tool will print out this message, did you mean response, with the correct word suggested. So language tool was built with extensibility in mind. If you want to extend it to a new language, you just need to implement given interfaces. For example, the tagger interface, which is a part of speech tagger, which assigns each word one or more tags. You don't necessarily need to implement that part of speech tagger for yourself, but there are several available for many languages, I think. Then you would need to collect grammar rules and or real world errors. And then you need to write the error rules in XML or the more complicated rules in Java. That is going to be the difficult thing or the most time-consuming task. Here's the link to my homepage where you can download the software and the rules which exist so far. Of course, if you want to work on English or German, you don't have to do this, because these languages are already more or less supported, but we need, of course, many more rules. So the idea of language tool is to check explicitly for errors in the text. There's also a quite or completely different approach, which is implemented in Link Grammar. Link Grammar is a real parser, just like a parser for programming languages. It doesn't search for errors, but it parses the text or each sentence like a compiler does. And if a compiler finds some token which it doesn't understand, then it will stop. Language tool, if it doesn't understand, it doesn't even try to understand something. It just matches its rules. So if Link Grammar cannot parse a sentence, it assumes that there must be an error in the sentence. The advantage of this approach is that it will find any kind of error. You don't need to explicitly tell them about all errors. However, unfortunately, there are also several problems. For example, I cannot pass that text is not useful for the user, no useful information. The user wants to know what kind of error is it, where exactly is it in the text, and how can I fix it. Also, Link Grammar exists for English only, and there's no easy way to implement it for other languages, because you basically have to write a complete grammar. That's okay for programming languages, because these were designed with parsability in mind, but natural languages are much more difficult. Also, the grammar you would have to develop for other languages needs to be complete. Otherwise, the Link Grammar checker would complain about many sentences which are actually correct. However, the people from AbiWord have implemented this in their development version, a plugin that accesses Link Grammar. You can see the screenshot on the left side. There's a classical spelling error, but here the underline has a different color and looks a bit different. Here, the implemented grammar checker, notice that there's a word repetition. Well, the problem is that it doesn't actually know there's a word repetition, but it just underlines, and that's it. There's no further feedback, unfortunately. And it's not so easy to edit, because Link Grammar is just a parser. It just tells you whether it can parse the sentence. And it cannot give you a good feedback about what the problem is if it cannot parse a sentence. So the conclusion about grammar checking is that there's unfortunately no mature open source grammar checker yet available, at least not for a mainstream language. It's very, very difficult to get a complete checker, because with the language tool approach which uses rules, you will need to have a great, very, very large number of rules to be complete. But I guess that's not the target. Or of course, it's a goal to have a complete checker. But I still like the language tool approach better, because it allows development step by step. You can run one rule after the next, and your checker will always become better. Whereas with the Link Grammar approach, which really tries to parse the text, you will basically have to develop a complete grammar before you can even start. Otherwise, all sentences are marked as incorrect. So we really need help on the OpenOffice side, because there's no interface for a grammar checker yet. So we need to add an interface, which is technically actually very similar to that of the spell checker. It needs to support on-the-fly checking, so that one can have underlines at the error locations. And actually, Kelly Yu has been working on this as part of the Google Summer of Code, but unfortunately that was not a complete success, because that interface which we would need to interface to integrate a grammar checker doesn't exist yet. So there's also help needed on the grammar checkers themselves. We need more rules. We need to support more languages, of course. The good news is that these tasks require no knowledge of OpenOffice, and in many cases they don't even require programming knowledge at all. So if you look at spell checking, thesaurus, and grammar checking surely needs the most help. Okay, one of the Lingo component tasks is also to care about hyphenation. I will only briefly mention it. Hyphenation is a task to insert a hyphen at the end of a line if there's not enough space, so like in this example. For some reason it's not activated by default, you need to activate it. The hyphenation dictionary must be installed, but it is for several languages by default, and then you need to check automatically in the hyphen tab of the paragraph style. Okay, I'm not going into detail how this works. It's probably not as interesting as grammar checking, as spell checking. So here's just a link to our homepage where there's more information. On our to-do list, nonetheless, is the fact that hyphenation doesn't work perfectly for all languages, especially for languages with compound words like German. So even there, something needs still to be done. Okay. The UNO interfaces are quite nice, but I will only briefly mention them because there are other talks at this conference which will care about this topic exclusively. So the idea of the UNO interfaces is that you can add your own implementation of spell checking, spell checking, thesaurus, and hyphenation. And you're not limited to C++, the language that OpenOffice is implemented in. You can also use Java and Python. Okay, the example, the idea is just that there are given interfaces, which you can see here, implements X-Thesaurus. X-Thesaurus is an interface, and you just need to implement given methods. And this way you can, in your favorite language, add your own implementations of spell checking, thesaurus, and hyphenation. You cannot add your own implementation of grammar checking because it's exactly this interface which is still lacking in OpenOffice. If you want to know more about the UNO interfaces in general, you can read the documentation, the very large developer's guide, or you could, of course, visit one of the talks that care about this topic at this conference. Okay, this is one of my personal favorite topics, full text search, which is actually not formally part of the Lingo component project. As you probably know, OpenOffice files are just XML files compressed with zip, and OpenOffice and StarOffice also use the same file format, and the fact that all the files are not some strange binary encoding but a compressed zip makes it quite easy to implement a full text search. Maybe the most promising desktop search is Beagle. It also, as you can see on the screenshot, of course has support for OpenOffice. The nice thing about Beagle is that it supports real-time indexing. So if you save some file, it will, 1 or 2 seconds later, it will be possible to find this file using Beagle. Beagle is a full-blown desktop search, of course not limited to OpenOffice. If you don't want to use it, it's still in beta version and it's quite difficult to install, but it works quite well already. If you are happy with solutions for full text search which are limited to OpenOffice, here are some links which you can use. The Google Desktop Search also has a plugin for OpenOffice files, and OpenOffice version 2 will also come with a plugin for the a classical Windows search. Okay, here's a slide that summarizes all the linguistic related improvements in OpenOffice version 2. OpenOffice version 2 comes with a much improved thesaurus. For English, there are now less synonyms, but of much better quality. That's because our new thesaurus is now based on WordNet, which is the well-known English project, which is built like Open Thesaurus, or makes more sense the other way around. Open Thesaurus was built after WordNet, so words are organized in synonym sets. So now if you search, for example, for plant in OpenOffice, you will on the left hand, on the left side, see the different meanings of that word. They will not be mixed up anymore, like in version 1. Now that's the most important improvement for OpenOffice 2. The other change, the introduction of Handspell, will mean that compound words can properly be checked, and of course for several non-Western languages Unicode support will be added. And in some future version there will hopefully be a grammar checking interface so that the existing open source grammar checkers can be added. So here's the overall conclusion. There are quite good spell checkers available for quite many languages, over 40. There are some thesauri available, but not that much, so we could help yourself there. All the open source grammar checkers are either in still beta version, or they only support non-mainstream languages. The grammar checker integration into OpenOffice is unfortunately completely missing. This is a point where we could use most help. Of course, we could use testing and feedback help in all areas. The fact that StarOffice is different is unfortunately no help, because it means that no Sun engineer works on the Lingo Component project, and we are on our own. And finally, there's a link to our homepage, and you are of course invited to join our mailing list. So, thanks for your attention. Are there any questions left? Okay, that's it.